This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's news from the South East Radio Group. In a couple of hours' time, many Surge members will be loading up their cars with food, drink and a few chairs and heading off to Millicent and the beautiful Lake McIntyre for our 2019 Christmas barbecue. At this point, the weather forecast is looking promising and, if it turns out to be accurate, we will be in for a cracker of a day. Past events have always been very enjoyable and a very relaxed and family-oriented day has resulted. All amateurs are welcome to come along and join in the fun, so we hope to see you there. This is our last official function for the year, but there will still be plenty happening in the background. The repeater team are almost ready to install the new antenna at Narracourt, and we now have a roll of suitable wire to fix the dipoles for the club station. All that remains now is for a suitable day, and both of these projects will get completed. We are hoping that the club's 2-metre yagi on top of the tower will also get looked at and repaired, as there is definitely a fault there somewhere. Maintenance work never seems to end, does it? We fix one thing and another problem rears its ugly head. Murphy must like seeing our technical gurus working hard. That's all I have for you this week. Until next week, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Surge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be held this coming Friday, December the 13th. The club room doors will be open for members and visitors at 7:15 p.m. The main presentation for this evening will be a talk given by the A35JT de-expedition team, comprising of Grant, VK5GR, Andrew, VK5AKH, Ollie, VK5XDX, and Steve, VK5SFA, who last month completed a 14-month de-expedition project, culminating in the 2-week activation of Tonga in the South Pacific. For members of AREG, the members have been invited to attend the club Christmas dinner, which starts at 6 p.m. prior to the evening's presentation. Details have been sent to the members via the club email reflector. So come along this Friday evening. Everyone is invited to the presentation of how the A35JT de-expedition was put together, finalising in the activation of Tonga by members of AREG. Further information on the evening's activities may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once again it's time for the North East Radio Club News Bulletin. Well, it's nearly Christmas, and of course that means it's time for the North East Radio Club Christmas Party. Yes, it's on again, and it will be next Friday, the 13th of December. And of course it will be at the usual venue, the Modbury West Community Hall in Capulet Crescent. And once again, there'll be an admission charge of $5 to cover the consumables, chicken and chips and pizza, and there will be tea, coffee and soft drink available on the night. But you can, of course, if you wish, bring along something of your own liking to consume. We will be having a special guest lecturer, and it will be VK5 Fox Bravo Juliet Delta, the Reverend Brenton Dalby, AOM. So come along on the night and listen to his lecture, as well as enjoy socialising and a good amount of food and drink. Don't forget to bring along a plate of salad or some sweets to share with everybody, and get to the hall before 6:30 and get yourself a good seat. So it should once again be a very good night, as all other previous Northeast Radio Club Christmas parties have been. So don't forget, it's all on next Friday night. So no doubt as many of you will get there as you can. So certainly look forward to meeting you and having another nice night at the Northeast Radio Club. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 13th of December. These lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. There will not be any general meetings in December and January, but I'm hoping the Blackwood RSL will be open for our second and fourth Friday lunches. I still have to confirm these dates with the RSL staff. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. and the next coffee and chat session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 14th of December. No more Shack sessions for December, but there will be Shack sessions during January, and these dates should be Saturday the 11th and the 25th. Please check these dates closer to the event. There may have to be some changes. The January 2020 AHARS annual picnic will be on at the Marion RSL. It will be on the 19th of January, and the starting time is 10 a.m. The committee has decided the picnic will be free to AHARS members, but your partners and friends will have to pay $10 for the meal, unless they're also members of AHARS. I'm collecting names for the picnic, so please send me an email with your name and call sign and the names of anyone else who is coming along with you, and please indicate if they are AHARS financial members. While I'm talking about finances, your subs for 2020 are due at or before the February AGM. The cost of membership is still $20 if paid before the end of March. After that date, it will be $25. 2019 is coming to a close, and this means the AHARS AGM will be on Thursday the 20th of February. We're looking for new blood on the committee, and I have sent out nomination forms as mass emails to members. If you did not get this email, it means we do not have a valid email address for you. As I have served 3 years as president, according to our constitution, I must stand down, and I will nominate for the position of vice president. Under the rules that govern organisations like ours, nominations must be sent to the committee at least 30 days prior to the AGM, so please send any nominations to me as soon as possible. To my email address at vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you could post them to PO Box 501 Modbury 5092. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you could even send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.